This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. A year ago today, President Bush signed into law a bill overhauling Medicare and greatly expanding prescription drug benefits for the elderly. The new law also gave an administration task force exactly 1 year to come up with a report on whether it is possible to guarantee the safety of drugs purchased from Canada and other countries. Mr. Bush hinted during one of the presidential debates that he might be willing to soften his opposition to importing drugs depending on the study's conclusion, which is due today.
We just got to make sure before somebody thinks they're buying a product that it works, and that's why we're doing what we're doing. Now, it may very well be here in December, you hear me say, I think there's a safe way to do it.
Joining me now to talk about what the report may mean to people who get their drugs from Canada and other countries are NPR correspondents Julie Rovner and Joanne Silberner. Morning.
Morning.
Julie, let's start with you. First, what motivated the report?
Well, the report was actually a stalling tactic. While the House was debating the Medicare bill, it later passed a separate bill that would allow the import of drugs from Canada and about 22 other countries, mostly in the European Union. The Senate didn't want to put that into the Medicare bill. The President didn't want that in the Medicare bill. So as a way to get the House version out, they ordered up this study. And they also did it to prevent the Senate last year from following the House and passing a bill to allow importation of drugs. And to that extent, this study has already worked because that didn't happen before the election.
Do we expect the task force to say that drugs can be imported safely?
I think it's certainly possible. What I expect them to do is say that it could be made safe, but it would take an enormous amount of new regulatory mechanisms, things like ways to trace the origin of drugs, things that would be so expensive that it might actually eliminate the savings from getting drugs from other countries. That's essentially what the American Medical Association voted for this week. They said that it should be legal, but there should be so many safety protections, and it's hard to know whether the safety protections will be bigger than the savings.
Well, Julie, sticking with you just for a moment, will this make a difference to whether Congress goes ahead with legislation next year?
I'm not sure that this report is going to make a difference. What's going to make a difference is how strongly the country still feels about drug prices that they think are too high. There is a Medicare drug benefit coming, but it doesn't start until 2006. So it's really going to be the pressure that the public puts on lawmakers. As I mentioned, the House has voted for this. The Senate hasn't. We'll see how much pressure there is on the Senate to go ahead.
So, Joanne, how exactly does this work? What are the various ways in which Americans get their drugs from Canada, particularly?
Well, basically two ways. One is they go there, you know, especially along the border states. People will drive across, or there have been these well-publicized bus trips where they go to the pharmacies, present their prescriptions. A doctor has to sign it at some point, and then they get their prescription filled. But by far, the bulk of this is over the Internet. What happens is people go onto the Internet, they go through some of the forms, they fax in their order, and it comes through. Or they go to these storefront pharmacies. There are some here in the U.S. where the storefront pharmacies will do the paperwork for you.
Well, you wonder how the Canadian government feels about all these Americans getting their drugs from that country.
Well, there are mixed feelings. This brings in a lot of money, hundreds of millions of dollars. It involves a lot of people, about probably maybe 4,000 jobs or some of the estimates. That's good for Canada. The government's been a little bit concerned that this would cut the availability of drugs for Canadians. That has not been seen yet, but that is a concern. There's legislation that's before the national government that would limit the practice, although that legislation's probably not going to go anywhere.
And doctors and pharmacies in Canada, what do they think about this?
Well, they are actually starting to come down on it. The Manitoba Pharmaceutical Association has on its books now plans to, starting in the end of January, shut down these pharmacies that send drugs through the Internet or via email, unless something is done, and the Canadian International Pharmacy Association is fighting that. A doctors group in Canada, where most of these pharmacies are, has come out and said that Canadian doctors need to examine each of these patients, which of course would make this practice impossible.
Now, if the U.S. Congress finds a way to allow Americans to buy their drugs from Canada, that could be quite a large number of people. I mean, Canadian pharmacies, will they run out of drugs?
Well, they're running out of drugs already for export. What's happened is some of the biggest drug companies, including GlaxoSmithKline and Pfizer, have said to Canadian wholesalers, we will not supply you anymore if you continue to supply these Canadian internet pharmacies. And that has slowed to a trickle drugs from these pharmacies. That's been a problem. The pharmacies are now getting a lot of their drugs from the European Union to service the American public.
So, Julie, back to you. If buying drugs from Canada turns out not to be a feasible way to address the cost of prescription drugs in the U.S., then what is the other alternative? What would?
Well, of course, buying drugs from Canada or Europe is basically just piggybacking on those countries' price controls. Obviously, the simplest thing would be to impose price controls here. That has been a political non-starter. So certainly there will be efforts to look at other ways, I suspect, this year if this doesn't happen.
NPR Health Policy Correspondents Julie Rovner and Joanne Silberner, thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.
You're welcome.